This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Good morning.
Good Thursday morning. It is Thursday. What's today? July 26th, my goodness, already. I'm losing track of time here. We are in Cleveland. My name is Teresa Tomeo, and we are broadcasting live from the big IX Center, the Exhibit Hall, right next to Cleveland's International Airport. We are here for the Catholic Marketing Network's 2007 International Show, and quite a show it is. And we have a great show for you coming up in just a few minutes. Right here on set with us here at the Exhibit, we are going to feature two of my favorite people who do incredible work and great work for families, especially kids. It's Wayne and Dee Dee Laugesen from the Rosary Project, and they have got some adorable, absolutely adorable new items that we're going to talk about. Of course, we know that they have these terrific DVDs for kids that teach kids the Catholic prayers at a very early age. Really good stuff, good products. And what's so cool about being at this event is that there are so many people who are doing so many different things to spread the gospel and the truth of the Catholic faith. And if you feel alone, if you feel like you're, you know, the only one, and you maybe have three heads of people in your family look at you and say, oh, you're some type of, you know, Jesus freak or whatever the case may be, which happens to be my husband quite often, I must say. But you know what? That's okay, because we are all in this together, and we are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And there are people like Wayne and Dee Dee and Roy Showman, who's coming up at 9:30, and all these great folks from these different bookstores and music ministries and different exhibitors and jewelry makers. Their whole purpose is to spread the gospel and the truth of the Catholic faith. And that's what we're about here at EWTN, and of course my program, Catholic Connection, which is produced by the good folks at Ave Maria Radio. Al Cresta, speaking of which, will be with us later today. And EWTN, broadcasting live again. So for all of the affiliates, you don't want to tune away, because they've got great stuff coming up at 10 o'clock. They'll also be live here at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. They'll be live here from the Catholic Marketing Network. Our guests again, coming up right after news, Wade and Dee Dee Laugesen from the Rosary Project, and then also Roy Showman, Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews Find the Sweetness of Christ. Roy and I were presenters last night. He presented for Ignatius Press, and I presented for Ascension Press regarding my book, Noise. It was a great evening. Got to meet a lot of the bookstore owners individually, got to sign some books, and we're having a great time here in Cleveland. Right now, at 2 minutes past the hour on a Thursday morning, we'll take a real quick look at your news. Big story out of Dallas, that fire and explosions that destroyed the Southwest Industrial Gas Facility yesterday began apparently with a leaking hose. Crews were filling tanks used for welding when gas began burning, and Kenny Shaw of the Office of Emergency Management in that area of the country says that facility in particular has only had minor violations since it opened.
We do know that they have not had any code violations in the last 10 years since that place went in 1990, and they've only had a couple of code violation calls. They were parking related, I believe.
Three people are hurt, including two with serious burns. So the explosion sent gas cylinders flying hundreds of feet into the air and forced a shutdown of two major highways through downtown Dallas. Northwest Airlines are calling furlough pilots and hiring new pilots in an effort to slash the number of delays and also canceled flights. Travel expert Terry Tripler says the carrier cut way too many pilots in the first place.
They've laid off too many. They've cut back too far. The public is getting a little disgusted, and you can't blame them. Northwest is now saying, okay, we made a mistake, and we're going to correct it. All right, that's what we've been waiting to hear.
On the bright side, he says Northwest purchased the right types of aircraft to expand their Asia-Pacific routes, and that will pay off well for the airline and passengers over the next few years. Meanwhile, a Northwest Airlines flight headed for Memphis was forced to return to Seattle Tacoma International Airport yesterday because of a bomb threat. Authorities say the threat was made by a man who missed his flight. A bomb was not found by authorities while searching the plane. And Transportation Security Administration officials downplaying a notice concerning the appearance of otherwise normal items in threatening packaging. The July 20th memo warning TSA employees and managers of four incidents around the country where normal household items were packaged in ways which raised suspicions among inspectors. TSA spokeswoman Amy Kuda says memos like the one in question are issued all the time. Ford Motor Company has been ordered to pay $6 million to a Florida man who was paralyzed after an accident in a Ford Aerostar van. Julian Felipe was traveling with his family to Sarasota, Florida back in 2002. When a tire on the van blew out, the van rolling over and the roof caved in, breaking Felipe's neck and paralyzing him. And finally this morning, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick and three other men will be in a federal district courthouse in Richmond, Virginia this afternoon. Gene Coletta has that story.
27-year-old Vic and the others are scheduled for a bond hearing and arraignment. They stand accused of operating a dogfighting ring called Bad News Kennels. Prosecutors allege dogfights were held on Vic's property in Surry County, Virginia. If convicted, Vic and the other defendants each face up to 6 years in prison and $350,000 in fines. While Vic is in court, his team will be opening its training camp in Georgia. The National Football League is conducting its own investigation. I'm Gene Coletta.
Right now, it's just about 5 minutes past the hour, a Thursday morning edition of Catholic Connection Coast to Coast. My name is Teresa Tamio with EWTN Global Catholic Radio, and we are broadcasting live from Cleveland, the IX Center for the Catholic Marketing Network International Exhibit. Having a great time here. When we come back, have we got some really cool and very cute stuff for you. We're going to open up the phone lines. We have some gifts to give away for you this morning. However, there's no free lunch, or in this case, since it's early, no free breakfast. When you call, you have to ask a question. Or if you have any of the already wonderful Rosary Project products, you can make a comment maybe about the wonderful work that Wayne and Dee Dee are doing. So we have some gifts to give away. We'll open up the phone lines. Remember, calling up with a question or a comment about the products, 877-573-573. 7825, and we ask for your patience because we know the phone lines are going to just go crazy. And poor Andrew is back there handling all the calls, so be nice and be patient. Patience is a virtue, one that I'm still learning, I will admit. 877-573-7825. We'll be right back.
Good morning. My name is Carl Brenner, and I am the clinical director of Brenner Prosthetic Specialists. Since 1944, three generations of the Brenner family have been helping patients who have undergone amputation surgery to lead more active lives by using the most innovative prosthetic technology to custom design and build artificial limbs. With 63 years of experience and our use of the most advanced interactive procedures, we can guarantee the fit of your new prosthesis. Let me repeat that. If you determine that the new prosthesis we have custom designed and built to your personal specifications is not any better than your previous artificial limb, we guarantee that Brenner Prosthetic Specialists will not bill you or your insurance company for any medically necessary services provided to you. If you would like to learn more about our no better, no bill prosthetic guarantee, please arrange for a free consultation by calling Brenner Prosthetic Specialists at 800-451-LIMB. That's 800-451-LIMB, 800-451-5462. Thank you for listening.
It's getting harder and harder to cope with your budget, which is getting stretched further and further. Well, I've got someone here that I want you to talk to, Ken Towne at Fellowship Home Lending. Ken, what are you telling people when homeowners come to you with this problem?
A lot of the problem for homeowners, you know, with the income side of the budget, there's only so much that you can do. I mean, it's really the debt side of things that you really want to focus on and do whatever you can do to try and restructure some things. You know, once you put them together into a nice, tidy little package, can provide a lot of relief in the family budget.
So is the answer a home equity loan?
It could be a home equity loan or a first mortgage. Every situation is unique, and that's what's good about what we do here, is that we're not going to push any specific product. We're just going to roll up our sleeves and look at what best product is the solution for you and for your family.
So make that call today to Ken Towne and the staff at Fellowship Home Lending. Get the plan that's right for you. The number is 800-660-6433. That's 800-660-6433. Eight and a half minutes past the hour. Good Thursday morning to you. Teresa Tamio, Catholic Connection. So excited. I always love to have Wayne and Dee Dee on. They're so much fun, but this is the first time. You know, when you do radio, since most of our stuff is over the phone and people are in various parts of the country or around the world, it's not so often that you get to actually sit in front of them and do the interview and meet them in person. But here we are, face-to-face finally. We have Wayne and Dee Dee Laugesen from the Rosary Project. So nice to meet you guys in person. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, it's great to see you, Teresa. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Oh, and your products are so great. Nice to meet you, Wayne. Good
nice to
see you.
Meet you finally, Teresa, in person. And it's great to be here at this show where there's so much evidence that Catholicism is making this huge comeback and that we are taking back the culture. And we can just see this here because we've been to many of these, and this is just phenomenal.
Isn't
what's
it
going
great?
On here.
Yeah, and yeah. Thanks you guys for coming by too and hanging in there till the end of the presentation last night. I was the last speaker, and I thought people were going to be leaving and falling asleep. But I think I woke everybody up the last few minutes. But thanks for coming by.
Thank
I really
you
appreciate
for
it.
The for the talk. You are just a fantastic speaker, incredibly dynamic.
Thank you.
I think everyone
Thank
was
you.
Very
well,
moved.
God is good all the time, and you have wonderful products. And I am looking at three of the most adorable little dolls Tell us about them. This is actually tied in with your DVDs and some of the prayer work that you do for young people. These are so cute.
Yes, thank you very much for saying that. Excuse me. These are the characters from Holy Baby and Holy Baby 2. We have Baby Scholastica, Baby Bosco, his puppy Grigio, and that's from the story of St. Bosco. And there was a gray dog, and he would come around whenever St. John Bosco came under any kind of threat or attack, and he never saw him any other time. He just sort of disappeared after that. And so we have puppy Grigio, and then the Holy Baby ball that Baby Scholastica plays with in both shows. And we've had a lot of demand for these. Customers contact us constantly, parents and grandparents, saying that the children would like dolls from the show, especially after we put out Holy Baby 2, which had a couple of dolls in it.
So it kind of ties in with the DVDs that you're doing, right?
Absolutely.
Very much so. In 2003, our Holy Father, our late Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, encouraged everyone to bring forth the prayers of the rosary in new and creative, impassioned means. And so we developed the first Holy Baby DVD, which are the prayers of the rosary, available in 7 different languages. And in 2005, we came out with Holy Baby 2, Jesus Loves Me, He is the Bread of Life, which is the prayers of the Eucharist. So you have the two pillars of the church. You have the Eucharist, and you have the Our Lady and her prayer.
Great.
Pope John Paul II specifically implored parents to instill rosary prayers in their children through creative, positive, and impassioned means. And this was in his letter on the Year of the Rosary.
Okay.
So that this is a tool that can help parents achieve that.
Now, this is cute. You have the Holy Baby ball. Looks like a beach ball, a little miniature beach ball.
Yes, it looks like a little mini beach ball. It has a rattle inside of it. All of our toys are nice and small and very soft, so a very little child can easily hold on to them and cuddle with them. We have Baby Scholastica, and she is depicted as a nun in a black habit, who is in the traditional black habit, and we have Baby Bosco in a traditional priest's long robe, with the beret on, or a beretta is what it's called. And this is our way of promoting vocations, as well as showing that that priests and nuns are positive images in the media today for our children, in a way to really show them that they are accessible and happy and joyful and a real good model for them.
It reminds me of the pictures we've seen of Mother Angelica, like the one sitting here on our table where she's always smiling, and she's got that such a joyful personality. And also, in Michigan, we have wonderful Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, and these are some of the most incredible young women I've ever met in my life, who are always so happy in the full habits and just so excited about being on fire for God. So I think this is a great way, as you said, of promoting vocations, because so often we don't see the religious the habits, and I think it's very, very important. It sends a positive message. This reminds me, I was telling you guys before the show, I was educated by the Sisters of St. Joseph. Their mother house is in Nazareth, Michigan, which is the western part of Michigan, and it reminds me because they had the full habits in the black. So it's very cool. So when I saw these yesterday, when I was walking by your booth, it just kind of tugged at my own heart. So I think this is great not only for the kids, but I think also for the parents, too. We are getting some calls this morning. Now, what are we giving away, just so I can tell our listeners?
Well, to the first caller, we'll give away a full set of dolls. You get Baby Scholastica and her ball, Baby Bosco and his companion puppy Grigio. So you'll have the whole set. And for any callers after that, we'll give you a Holy Baby ball, and we'll send you a children's rosary as well.
This is really cool. Very colorful.
Yes, our children's rosary is based on the primary and secondary color scheme, so it's a great way to show children that the prayers of the rosary is very joyful. I'm very excited about what we've just introduced, which is the puzzle rosary, and it breaks apart every decade so that you can break the rosary apart and show a child in a tangible way that the rosary is really parts that come together into one whole. And while you have it broken apart, you can also talk to them about their colors. So the rosary has become a real, this puzzle rosary is a real tool for the child and a way for a parent to interact with their child and really get down and dirty with them talking about the prayers of the rosary.
I think it's great because you have the physical representation, and then they can get used to holding it in their hands and be associated with it, which is really important. Okay, we're going to go to our first caller who actually gets the doll set, and that's Vidal, and he's calling from Chicago, and he wants to comment about the wonderful work of the Rosary Project. We're asking that when you call in with at least a question or a comment for Dee Dee or Wayne about their projects, because they're being very gracious this morning. The first caller getting a set of these absolutely, and I mean really adorable, really cute dolls. And this is from somebody who collects dolls, so I'm commenting on the way they're made, and this is even something I think they'd be real cute just to put on a shelf in your home, maybe in your office or something, even for an adult. Let's go to Chicago. And is it Vidal? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show,
Teresa. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call and inviting me in to be part of your program. I just want to say I have Holy Baby 1 and 2. Well, we gave 1 to another couple that we know for their younger children, and we kept Holy Baby 2 for ourselves. Primarily for our 2.5-year-old daughter who sings along with some of the songs. And she's always going to walk around the house and say, Jesus loves me. And holy, holy, holy. It's really cute. I love how the show just kind of walks through, you know, the different parts of the Mass. And you choose the readings from the Gospel and from the Old Testament that deal with the Eucharist. So you have the readings from John 6 and, you know, about manna in the desert and stuff. And also, my older son, when I've been to your website on the Rosary Project, you have those customized rosaries for the men and women in the military, the various colors.
Yes, that's right. And the children's rosaries that we offer on there as well, we developed those because we had developed a practically indestructible, highly durable rosary for military personnel. And what better way to go with a children's rosary as well, because it needs to be very durable. And they're all very safe because they have this sort of breakaway clasp on them. So don't have any concerns like that. And thank you so much for your comments about Holy Baby. And yet those are on holybaby.com. You mentioned the website, so it's holybaby.com or therosaryproject.com.
Okay. So. But Dale, thanks. Hang on. If Andrew doesn't have your address yet, he'll need to get it so we can send it off to Wayne and Dee Dee to make sure you get this package of dolls. They're really cute. You're going to love them. Let's go over to my neck of the woods in Michigan, Canton, Michigan, which is suburban Detroit. Amy is on line one. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just calling. I didn't know you guys had other products. I'm so excited. We have the two DVDs, and we've had them for a number of years. And sorry, my 2-year-old.
That's a sound.
Screaming in the background. He's watching Holy Baby right now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I have 7 children. When I was pregnant last time, he was just 1, and that's all he would watch was Holy Baby. So and Holy Baby 2. So we've seen a lot of it. But what a great thing! It's great to have products out there like that.
That's now, is this the Amy who allowed me to use the picture of her son on my website?
This is, yeah.
All right, because her son, she was reading my book, Noise, and she snapped a picture of her son when he was, he calls it Nose. He calls the book Nose as opposed to Noise. And she's, he's what, 2 now, Amy? 2.5?
He's 2, yeah.
Yeah.
2.5,
and she snapped a picture of him actually looking like he was reading the book. It was so adorable. Oh. And she sent it to me, and I said, it's on the website. You can see it. Really, really cute. But she's got a
wonderful,
beautiful family.
I started reading the book last night, and it's as a media professional, I can tell you this book is right on. I
Thanks.
Mean, it's something.
Yeah, you guys, we have
know.
A similar background. You guys were in the secular media, too, before we became these crazy on fire Catholics. And here we are now, broadcasting at a Catholic marketing network. Amy, thanks on. Hang on. We're going to get your information. We're going to send you one of the fun little beach balls.
Oh, I'll be so excited. Great.
Okay.
Thank
God
you.
Bless, hon. Talk
God
to you soon.
You.
That's
Thanks.
Amy from
Bye-bye.
Canton, Michigan.
Thanks, Amy. I wanted to say, too, how much I respect and appreciate all the support we've had from the very many Catholic stores that are all over the country. If you live in a major metropolitan area, there's almost certainly, you know, multiple Catholic stores. Mm-hmm. They're popping up in small towns even all throughout the United States. They've been very supportive. Most of them carry Holy Baby DVDs and are starting to carry our dolls. These were just released, so they're just going into the stores now.
So these are brand new items, and I imagine they're going to be real popular, I would think, at Christmas time.
Yes.
We expect there might be a run on them come Christmas time. We ordered thousands of them and are going through them very, very quickly. So if you want them for Christmas, I would suggest ordering early.
We're going to try to get more manufactured in time for Christmas, but that's not a for sure thing that they'll be here in time. So
the
trying.
Best way to order them, if they're interested, excuse me, is that to do that from the website, or should they call? What's the best way?
Well,
to get
if they
the product?
Can find it at a Catholic store, that's ideal. We want to support our Catholic merchants, and if they aren't near a Catholic store, don't have access to one that carries our products, then go to holybaby.com or therosaryproject.com takes you to the same place. You can get all our rosaries there and everything.
All right, we've given away one set of the dolls to our friend Vidal in Chicago, and also our first beach ball / rattle. I love this thing. This is so cute. So we've got more of these to give away if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, and they're very colorful. What age would you recommend? I mean, this would even be good for, let's say, I would think a 9-10-month-old, too, I mean, to play with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're very easy for the littlest ones to hold in their hands, and I keep getting emails and calls from parents who have just received their dolls, and they say their little one is trying to hold all four of them in their hands, and this one lady was anticipating them so much, said, we just got them in the mail, and my little one, she has six siblings, she's walking around with all four of them saying, mine, mine, don't touch, mine.
mine, like the seagulls in Finding Nemo.
Yes.
We had a little trouble with our two-year-old, now he's two, but while we were developing these, we kept getting prototypes back, and we wanted to make changes and get them just right, and he was demanding. He you couldn't get it back from him.
That's a good indication. Come out
of the screen and was going to play with him. So.
All right, let's go back to the phone. So we have Barb calling from Buffalo. Again, I want to give out the phone number if you'd like one of these adorable beach balls. And by the way, you know what's good about this, too? Having little nieces and nephews on my husband's side, all my nieces and nephews are all grown up, but kids tend to like to throw things.
Oh, yes.
And so if you get hit with one of these, it's very soft and nobody will get hurt. So if these go flying across the room, you're okay. Not that we're suggesting that, but I'm just saying if a toddler were to pick this up and throw this, you'll be fine. 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. 21 minutes past the hour, talking with Wayne and Didi Laugesen of the Rosary Project. They're here as an exhibitor at the Catholic Marketing Network. Let's go to Barb in Buffalo this morning. Hey, Barb, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to let you know how much we love your DVDs as well. We have 5 children at home, and the kids have loved it. We have ages from a year and a half to all the way to 12. And even the 12-year-old likes to watch them, too. And the songs and everything are just adorable. So I didn't even know they made dolls, so I was excited to hear about them.
Oh, they're so cute. I've got them lined up right here in our little studio. You should see. I've got the Grigio, the puppy, and I've got Baby Scholastica and Baby Bosco. And I look like my husband says he's married to a 47-year-old toddler. And so I had the guys from EWTN take some pictures of me with these because these things are all lined up in front of me. They're really, really cute. Barb, you're going to love them.
Thank you, Barb. We have 5 children as well. We brought one of them with us, by the way, and that's our 11-year-old. He just turned 11 today, so I want to say happy birthday to my son, Oscar,
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. My 3-year-old loves Baby Bosco. She always asks about it, and it's just to play that one. So.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll go on the website because you'll see the dolls, and they're really, really cute. Thanks so much,
Barb. Thank you.
Hang on. We need your address because we're going to send you one of the balls, the Holy Baby Balls, okay? Gary, going back to Michigan. Gary calling from Farmington Hills, Michigan, which is suburban Detroit. Hi, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm driving in my car, and I heard about this product. I think it sounds fantastic. I'd never heard anything about this before. My question is, though, maybe the last caller, what age range would your Holy Baby videos be or DVDs be geared towards?
Holy Baby 1 is geared from infants to age 5. Holy Baby 2, which deals more with the topic of the Eucharist and the prayers and the songs, and the readings are about the Eucharist. That's for infants through age 7.
Oh, okay. I have 3 children. I still have 2 of them in that age range. But we were just blessed with the news that some good friends of ours have honored us to be godparents of their child coming in August here. So I thought that might be a great baptismal gift to get them.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Okay, Gary, hang on. We're going to get you one of the toys, the Holy Baby Beach Ball. I'll call it a beach ball because that's what it reminds me of. Because I'm forever summer. I am so all about that, even though I live in northern Michigan.
It is a beach ball.
It is a beach ball.
Yes.
Anything that reminds me of summer is fine with me. Thank you very much. It's a really, really cute toy and very durable. And I think you mentioned for a baby, but also probably up to, I think, 2 or 3 years old for this, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yes.
Well, I would have to say that my 12-year-old loves to take this and play with my 10-year-old, who's 11 today, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the balls just disappear because the older children, they just love it. And
it's a safe toy, too. They do throw it around the house. Unlike when I was growing up, remember those super balls that they had when we were little kids, those ones that used to bounce really high?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad bought me one, and he made me promise that I wouldn't bounce it in the house. Did I pay attention?
No.
No. And, of course, I was bouncing it downstairs in the basement and broke a window.
Yeah. That's always a concern. We have a lot of glass in our house. And
so you guys were thinking about that then, right? Okay. People like, kids like me who don't listen always, or didn't always listen to their parents. Thank God we serve a merciful God. Okay. Let's go over to Ames, Iowa, and talk with Carrie. Hey, Carrie, how are you this morning?
Very well. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just calling to get an email address. I was planning to be on the air.
Okay. Well, you're on the air, and you'd like an email address, but that's a great question because we want to put out the website again and the email as well.
The email is info@therosaryproject.com or info@holybaby.com.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks, Carrie. And go on the website and check out the new items. They're really, really cute.
Perfect. Thank you.
And if you have a good Catholic store in your area, you can go there and likely see at least some of our products, and the new ones will probably be there shortly thereafter.
Okay. Now, wonderful.
Thanks, Carrie. God bless. Thanks for calling in. Before we let you guys go, we have a few minutes left. I know that you've told me your testimony and your journey about what led you into this kind of work from the secular media, but kind of tell our audience where you're coming from in terms of why you left that secular lifestyle to do what you're doing now to promote the faith.
Well, I was in Medjugorje when I decided to leave the secular lifestyle, and I prayed and promised Our Lady that I would devote my career, my professional journalistic career, to the causes of life and defense of the preborn. And I came back and thought this was going to be, a very difficult task in the end of my career, and as I knew it, and it really wasn't. And I've been a much happier person. Yeah. I've had a much better life, and it's just gone up from there. And I'll let Dee Dee talk to you about
it. Sure. You also have a communications background. You and I were chatting last night.
I do have a communications background. And real quick, Wayne writes for the National Catholic Register,
right. Mm-hmm.
Also for Faith and Family magazine. And he is also still in the secular media. He writes a weekly column for an alternative news weekly in Boulder, Colorado. And he's been fired at least 15 times for writing.
Okay, I've been fired at least three or four, so I hear you. Yeah, high five.
High five on that.
Every time he gets fired, he gets rehired about 2 days later. So every time he writes an article about defending the preborn, he gets fired, and then he's immediately rehired by the same publisher.
We'll see, God closes a door and then opens another window somewhere else.
Yes, which has a great tie-in with Roy Shoman. You know, there's specifically the publisher is coming around as a Jewish man who's struggling with Wayne's Catholic faith, and so there's this constant back and forth.
So
he's constantly fired and rehired for his beliefs, but we know that it's Our Lady who protects him. Personally, I'm a broadcast journalist who was struggling with where to go with that, and I was going to we were going to do some hunting videos, and instead we ended up thinking about doing a documentary on the development of the Rosary prayers over the centuries, and Our Lady drew us into the children's market instead, and it's just been my whole passion is poured forth into these videos and into this work, and I just know that the Lord is, it was a setup, you know, he wanted us to.
He's
it was
sneaky,
all a
isn't
setup,
he?
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
You know, it's so interesting because there's so many of us, Tom Price sitting next to you, and of course Jerry Usher with Catholic Answers, and many people that work with Ave Maria, and Catholic Radio around the country, and other forms of Catholic media that have that secular background that is being used in so many different ways for God. And who knew when we were going through all that and doing all that it was all the training that we needed to do what we're doing now?
And who knew so many others would go through it with us?
Yeah.
And we see that here at this expo, how many people have taken their talents and their careers to work for the faith and to work for God.
Well, you guys are doing great work. And let's take one more call real quick. Let's go to Martha calling from Jacksonville, Florida. And she has a question. And, Martha, we're also going to get you one of the Holy Baby Beach Balls if you hang on and give your address to Andrew. But first, we'll take your call and your question. Hi, Martha. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, honey?
Good. My question is, if I want to give a doll as a gift to one of my little nephews or cousins who don't speak English, is there any way I can find them in different other languages?
Yes, we are just now producing the Spanish version of Holy Baby. Holy Baby 7 Prayers in 7 Languages already has 8 language tracks on it. So you can listen to it in a mixed language track or any one of the 7 languages available on it, which is English, Spanish, French, and some other languages.
Latin, Portuguese.
And then Holy Baby 2, also English, French, and Spanish. But now we are also coming out with the DVD covers and the menu system and such that is specifically for the Spanish market. So and that will be available within the next month to 6 weeks. We also, you know, so you can already select other languages with Holy Baby, but very shortly you will be able to give it to your Spanish-speaking friends as well.
And the difference is the packaging and the menus on the DVD itself will be written out in Spanish, as opposed to having to read it in English and even to play it in Spanish. So, and then as far as the dolls, there's not really anything written on them or anything, so okay. That doesn't matter what language they're in.
Yeah, they are adorable in any language.
Yes.
I'm looking at them right now. Martha, thanks, honey. Hang on so we can get your information. And the 30 minutes past the hour, unfortunately, we're out of time. Wayne and Dee Dee Loggison from the Rosary Project. Great to see you guys in person.
Wonderful to see you.
Yeah, and the nice to know fellow broadcasters and what we're doing now for the Lord. Isn't it amazing?
It really is.
Who would have thought it, huh?
No.
God is good. All right, folks. Give us your website again before we let you go.
Holybaby.com.
All right, and I'll be back over to look at more of your fun stuff. And again, holybaby.com. Thanks so much for your phone calls. But don't you dare touch that dial, as we say in broadcasting land, because we have a great interview coming up with Roy Shoman on his brand-new book, Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews, Find the Sweetness of Christ. Great book. I finished it. And it's not often when you get books and publishers as a talk show host that you have time to read everything. You kind of like go through it. But I read the book. I finished it. And it's really good.
That
and
one's hard to put down.
It's very, very good. It's kind of like, I would say, a different version of Surprised by Truth. That's what it reminded me of. So thanks, you guys. Good to see you.
Thanks.
God bless.
You.
Enjoy
thanks.
The rest of the show. Again, 31 minutes past the hour.
Drive and fly this summer with Michigan Catholic Credit Union. MCCU has everything you need for your car loan package. Start by choosing one of the many loan options. There's MCCU's Driving Sense program, which is a better alternative to leasing. Or you can borrow for a new, used, and classic car with terms up to 84 months. Next include one or all of our insurance options. GAP, Mechanical Breakdown Insurance, Credit Life, and Disability Insurance. Then lastly, MCCU members are eligible for a special group discount on auto insurance. If you act now, you can either choose scorecard bonus points or your MCCU Visa or a companion airline ticket. Get ready to drive and fly at MCCU. It's easy. Apply online at mishcathcu.org or call 1-866-NOW-MCCU. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Each week we go into the Ave Maria CD library. We pull on a talk or two to see what our Lord might have to say to us. Most of these talks are recorded at area gatherings and conferences. Most of the speakers are nationally known. The topics are varied, but they are all centered on the Lord, and they all are worth your listening time. You're back from Mass. It's not yet dinner time. Why not sit back and join us? Be fed on the Lord. Listen this and every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Putting On the Mind of Christ on 990 WDEL in the Metro Detroit area and 1440 WMAX in the Saginaw Valley. Putting On the Mind of Christ is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
It's a Thursday morning edition of Catholic Connection. My name is Teresa Tomeo. Good to be with you live from Cleveland, Catholic Marketing Network International exhibit. And it's so nice to meet so many of these people that I've talked to over the phone in person, one of whom is sitting right next to me, and that is author and speaker Roy Shoman. His new book, published by Ignatius Press, Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews Find the Sweetness of Christ. It's really well done. You've compiled this and phenomenal testimonies. Nice to meet you, though, first of all, in person.
Thanks. Great to be here. Great to meet you.
Did I kind of, like, scare you when I came out of the hotel and I saw you? I'm like, Roy, it's Roy Shulman. It's you in person. And you kind of looked at me like, who is this strange woman?
I think I was looking over my shoulder for who the famous person was.
So tell us in terms of why you decided to compile these very powerful testimonies. You had your first book, of course, Salvation from the Jews, which was great. What prompted you to put together these stories, and how did you go about picking these stories? They're all very, very good.
Well, I think two things prompted me. One was after Salvation from the Jews came out, I started speaking about it and also giving my witness testimony. Many people were surprised at my witness testimony that my entry into the church came about as a result of essentially supernatural experiences, kind of, you know, extraordinary grace of God revealing himself to me. But I knew from my own reading that that was not unusual at all for Jews who come into the church. It's more often than not an extraordinary manifestation of God's grace, an apparition or something like that. And I was familiar with some of those stories, and I thought there's something wrong that people think that I'm a unique case. This is how God often has to operate with Jews. Protestants are frequently able to read themselves into the church, so to speak, because, you know, frankly, if you look carefully at the New Testament and if you read church history and the first generations of Christians, it's very easy to see the Catholic Church there once one becomes familiar with that. But, of course, that holds no weight for Jews. And St. Paul said, Greeks seek wisdom, but Jews need signs. Mm. So, as you know from reading Honey from the Rock, in the vast majority of cases, they're apparitions, they're extraordinary revelations that bring Jews into the church. And I thought it would be nice to make that known. And the other aspect of that is there's a very unfortunate state of mind that has propagated itself among many Catholics, that there's no reason to evangelize the Jews. They're perfectly well off with Judaism. That was God's first covenant with them, and they have no need for Christ.
Let me just interrupt you for 1 second. Why do you think that thought is so prevalent now among especially Catholics? We know that God does not break his covenant with his people, but there still is a need to witness to them about the Jewish Messiah, which they all have been searching for.
God fulfilled it. I mean, it's not that God broke his covenant with them. God fulfilled his covenant with them, and that was Jesus, and that is the Catholic Church, first of all. Second of all, even if God were holding up his end of the Old Testament covenant, I'm not saying he isn't, the Jews can't be, because it required animal sacrifices, which required the temple, which hasn't existed for 2,000 years.
Right.
So it's fairly nonsensical to say that the covenant that God established with the Jews in the days of the Old Testament is still salvific for them. Anyway, I figured rather than me trying to convince people of this, if they see that Jesus comes to Jews and brings them into the Catholic Church, if Mary appears to Jews to bring them into the Catholic Church, if heaven thinks that Jews should become Catholics, then obviously we have no choice but to understand the need for evangelizing the Jews.
I want to read you something, and I told you yesterday when we were going over to, when I saw you in the hotel and we were chatting on the bus, what I thought was so interesting is that all these folks, like you and your testimony, and like many of us, for me, I'm a revert coming back to the Catholic Church, there's always something that is missing in our lives until we really find Christ. And this is so beautiful. This is from the testimony from David Moss, who is the brother, of course, of Rosa Moss from Catholic Answers. David has his own ministry, the Association of Hebrew Catholics. But this is on page 130, and this really struck me when I was reading the book. He says, "We who have responded to this mystery and have begun to experience a transformation that is taking place in our souls can only express awe and gratitude. How can we understand the mysteries of grace that have so affected us and have apparently had so little impact on others? How can we understand why we have faith, why we have been enabled to recognize our Lord in a moment of grace, and have further been enabled to say, 'Yes, I will follow you in another moment'? How can we understand all the elements that have brought us to the incomprehensible privilege of entering an unanticipated union with God through the Holy One of Israel, our Creator and Savior, our Lord in the Holy Eucharist?" And it really is, I mean, faith is a gift, and it really is a mystery. And I think that so many of the testimonies here express this. How are we blessed to have this understanding of God and who he is in Jesus Christ? I thought that was really beautiful.
Absolutely. And it is not unique to him. Another one of the Jewish converts in that book, Charlie Rich, who was a Hasidic Jew, which is as religious a Jew as one can be, wrote, "It would have been in vain to have been born had God been not good enough to extend me the grace to become a member of the Church of Rome.
Mm.
And it's the universal experience. I mean, another reason for writing this book is that, in some sense, the only disadvantage I can imagine of being born Catholic is that sometimes one is oblivious to what one has been given.
Oh, absolutely. We are sitting on, as Scott Hahn, as Scott Hahn would say, Fort Knox, and we don't even know it.
Exactly.
And I was going to mention that because in many ways, Jews who are raised in the faith, like you were raised in a very traditional Jewish home, a very strong Jewish home. It's very traditional, very cultural. But then for us as Catholics, just like the Jews who are after, let's say, a bat mitzvah or a bar mitzvah, at that point in your life where you're recognized as an adult in your faith, the education stops. Very similar to many Catholics. For example, myself, I had a really good solid Catholic education for 8 years, but after my confirmation, after that, it was the catechesis was like done. And I think that's very similar. A lot of Jewish people have that same experience. And the same thing I think with Jews is that, like Catholics, we're growing up with this incredible history and beauty and the sacraments and all these things. Well, for Catholics, the sacraments, but understanding Judaism and the beauty of the faith, we kind of take it for granted. So we're very similar in a lot of ways, I think.
Yes. Although the channels of grace available to Catholics are greater than the channels of grace available to anyone else.
I know, but I think that in terms of the education, I thought that path was very similar because I grew up with many friends, good friends of mine who were Jewish and had similar experiences after their bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah. They had no other Jewish education after that.
That's right.
The other thing that was real interesting in the book is some of the amazing experiences that the people had to go through before they came to the Catholic Church.
That's right.
Amazing. I mean, trying everything.
They're beautiful and they're funny stories. Trying Buddhism. Many of us, including me, tried the New Age. But God works everything to the good for those who love God, and even those false paths end up bearing fruit.
Mm. So every step, even if they're missteps from our point, if we think we make a mistake, God uses it if we.
Well, I think you probably know from your own experience, many Catholic reverts, their false steps and their time away from the church now enables them to evangelize other Catholics who are making the same mistake in a way that they couldn't otherwise.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with author and speaker Roy Shoman. His new book is compiled by him and it's published by Ignatius Press, Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews Find the Sweetness of Christ. So this is his second book, the first one, of course, Salvation from the Jews. Who do you hope will buy this book? Obviously, you would love to have as many of your Jewish brothers and sisters read this and hopefully be open to thinking maybe about a journey to the Catholic Church. But really, I think anybody who's a Christian, I hope, would read this because it's really a great book.
I think there are, obviously, I hope it's faith-building for everybody who reads it. I hope it is reinforces one's understanding belief that God is intimately active in all of our lives, all of our interior and exterior lives, that he cares deeply and passionately about every one of us. I think it's dogmatic that Christ would have died on the cross to save any single one of us, much less, all of us. And when you see God working in this very direct and dramatic way in individual lives, it does reinforce that faith.
It's amazing when you look back at your life and you see where you've come from and where you are now. I mean, does it blow you away sometimes when you sit back and you think, here I am now, a Catholic, and doing what you're doing?
I am just so grateful because all my life I wanted nothing other than to be able to hear God's voice.
Mm.
And, of course, it was only after I found the truth of the Catholic Church that became a reality. As you alluded to, the emptiness and the hole inside from kind of wishing there was a God and hoping there was a God and imagining there's a God, mm-hmm. but not really knowing him and not really having him in one's life, there's no greater emptiness than that.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Roy Shoman. His new book, Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews Find the Sweetness of Christ, published by Ignatius Press. You can go to Ignatius.com, 877-573-7825. If you have a question for Roy, 877-573-7825. My name is Teresa Tomeo. Thursday morning edition of Catholic Connection. We are coming to you live from Cleveland, the Catholic Marketing Network International Exhibit. We'll be right back.
When you think superior, think of Brighton. Superior Cadillac GMC of Brighton. Only dealer you need to know.
Once you visit Superior Cadillac GMC, you will notice the difference, because there is a big difference. You'll experience the low-pressure atmosphere, and you can test drive any of the new outstanding Cadillacs. You'll have a new level of confidence with the 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty on all 2007 models. Superior Cadillac GMC is Livingston County's only certified used Cadillac dealer. Visit SuperiorCadillacGMC.com or stop in just west of I-96 at exit 145 in Brighton. Superior Cadillac GMC. Life, liberty, and the pursuit. The best you've ever been treated.
Put you behind the wheel. When you think of Superior, think of Brighton. Superior Cadillac GMC of Brighton.
This program made possible in part by the Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The Ave Maria Mutual Fund family is designed for investors who are looking for financially sound investments in companies that adhere to the core teachings of the Catholic Church. Ave Maria funds offer well-diversified investment portfolios that choose only companies that do not support abortion, pornography, or non-marital partner benefits. Every stock and bond must meet strict financial criteria set by the portfolio managers and analysts at Schwartz Investment Counsel. For more information or an investor's kit, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or AveMariaFunds.com.
Performance data quoted represents past performance, which is no guarantee of future results. Investment return and principal value are historical and may fluctuate, so that the redemption value may be worth more or less the original cost. Prospective investors should read the prospectus carefully and consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. The prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-AVE-MARIA or online at AveMariaFund.com, contains this and other information. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Minutes past the hour. Teresa Tomeo coming to you live from Cleveland. We're at the Big IX Center, a huge exhibit hall, which is right next to the Cleveland International Airport. And we are here for the 2007 Catholic Marketing Network show. And this is an opportunity for publishers, for bookstores, for music distributors to come together and put out their new products, whether it's different statues, whether it's different religious art items, whatever the case may be, so the bookstore owners can browse through the various aisles, and I think we have over 100 exhibitors, and decide what new products they want to bring to their stores. And, of course, publishers, including Ignatius Press and also my publisher, Ascension Press, are all here with their books and hoping in getting people interested in their products. And I do hope that you take an interest in the book that we're talking about this half hour on Catholic Connection. That is Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews Find the Sweetness of Christ, and it's compiled by our guest, Roy Shoman. His second book, his first one, was Salvation from the Jews, which is also very good. This one, I would call this, Roy, a Jewish version of Surprised by Truth.
Absolutely.
That's what it reminds me of. The testimonies. We were chatting during the break about this new form of Judaism. Maybe it's not that new, but it's very prominent in my hometown of Detroit, where we have a very large Jewish population, whereas there's this Jewish, I guess you want to call it, faith or branch, where they don't believe in God, but they actually still keep their history and their tradition, which is seems like a big fat oxymoron. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How can you celebrate your Judaism without celebrating God?
I couldn't agree more. There is something called the Reconstructionist Movement.
That's what it is. I couldn't think of the proper title. Thank you. Yeah.
And it was started in the 1930s by a rabbi named Mordecai Kaplan, who I think lost his faith. But he didn't want to lose his Judaism just because he lost his faith. He wrote a book called Judaism as Civilization, which essentially promoted the idea that Judaism was this major civilizing force in the world, which actually it was, especially when you integrate it with Christianity, but that in that, that was sufficient to justify Judaism, so the issue of whether God exists or not is moot. And the tragic part is that the Reconstructionist Seminary is ordains more rabbis every year than any other seminary in the United States.
So what do they preach about?
Well,
what do they talk about? The problem is...
The Reconstructionist rabbis get placed in ordinary Jewish congregations, and so the people are not always even aware that the genuine Judaism, the genuine God-centered Judaism, you know, has been replaced with essentially a Judaism-centered Judaism, and it's quite tragic. But I actually talk a little bit about where that comes from in Salvation is from the Jews, because one of the fundamental problems is that given the Holocaust has had a terrible effect on the Jewish community's ability to believe in the presence of a caring God involved in human affairs. Mm-hmm. And so there were all of these kind of ways of addressing that problem.
So one of the ways maybe is to turn away from God because they were so, felt so hurt and abandoned maybe in that situation?
Well, my hometown rabbi growing up, Rabbi Arthur Hertzberg, who is probably the biggest American rabbi of the second half of the 20th century, he said basically the Holocaust only gave him two choices, to believe that God wasn't so good or to believe that God had no role in human affairs.
I understand that, but to me, the fact that the Jews, I know that we it was horrible when we lost 6 million Jews, but the Jewish people still survived out of that. So that to me would be, you know, at least a sign of hope that God's plan was continuing.
We know that, and we have a way of understanding it because we have a theology of suffering. We understand the redemptive value of suffering.
All right, good point. Okay.
But Judaism actually doesn't have that understanding of the redemptive value of suffering. By the way, it's natural that Christians have it in a way that Jews don't, because, of course, suffering really took on its ultimate redemptive value with the crucifixion and with the union of suffering with Christ's suffering. But that's not there really in the Old Testament, and it's not really there in Jewish theology, so they didn't really have all that many places to go with the problem.
Another situation I found, and you and I chatted about this yesterday, is a situation which I find troubling with some Messianic Jews who come to Christianity but are very, very, and in many cases, rabidly anti-Catholic. What is happening there, do you think, and how do they get sucked into those types of ministries?
One way is... as is illustrated by Honey from the Rock, in many of these cases, these Jews were just going about their own business when essentially Christ revealed himself to them. And so they knew that Jesus was the Jewish Messiah. They wanted, of course, to find out more about this. They wanted to follow Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. Where do they turn? You know how hard it is to call a chancery. I had this experience. To call a chancery and say, I'm a Jew, and I now know that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, who can I talk to? I mean, they don't have, or you know, they don't have an umbrella organization out there, you know, with a net out to reel these people in. Whereas evangelical congregations do, fundamentalist congregations do, Jews for Jesus do. So one of the problems is that my argument is that conversion on the part of Jews is usually a sovereign work of the Holy Spirit. Then the Jew looks up and says, well, where can I go to find out more about this? And the people who are there offering him ways to go to find out more about this are the Messianic Jews. They are the Jews for Jesus. They are the evangelical groups.
Is that something that you would like to see within the Catholic Church as a specific ministry for Jews who are trying
Absolutely.
To find Jesus?
One of the things I'm trying to do, and I've had a great deal of success with some of the bishops, is all I want is an 800 number. All I want is for, you know, every chancery, when a Jew calls up and says, I'm interested in the Catholic Church, can I talk to somebody? It just has to be like one number in one place in the United States, that right now with 800 numbers. You know, just put them in touch with other Jews who have made the journey.
Well, what about David Moss's ministry? Because Association for Hebrew Catholics, isn't that what he works on too?
That's exactly right, and I am working with him on that. And that's the 800 number I want the chanceries to give out.
So how's it going? What's been the response from the church leaders?
They're basically, I think, they've fallen into two groups. One is the church leaders who have a heart for the Jews and who really understand that there's no way to be happy outside the Catholic Church, who have been enthusiastic. But there are also, unfortunately, church leaders who want to be friends with the Jewish community and are afraid that this will antagonize the Jewish community because the way to really smooth out the waters and not ruffle any feathers is for the Christians and the Catholics to tell the Jewish community, oh, we understand there's no reason for any Jew to ever want to convert. You know, we're no threat to you. We're not trying to poach. We're not trying to evangelize Jews. And that's a temptation that some have fallen into. Mm. That's one reason I wrote these books.
If you have a friend who's Jewish and they've fallen away from their own faith, how do you talk to them about God? How do you talk to them about Jesus?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You talk to them about God. You talk to them about your relationship to God. You talk to them about your relationship with the Blessed Virgin Mary. You talk to them about what prayer means to you, what receiving communion means to you, why you're peaceful, why you're not upset. Edith Stein, who's, of course, a very famous Jewish Catholic convert, The veil dropped for her. Her conversion really took place when a friend of hers, who was a woman in her 20s, very in love with her husband, suddenly lost her husband, who was killed. And Edith Stein didn't understand why this woman wasn't tearing her hair out, why she was very saddened, but she wasn't distraught. And she just couldn't process this, you know. Edith Stein said she was more distraught at the loss of this young man than his loving widow was. And, you know, where's this come from? And that's the heart of evangelization to me. Make the Jew jealous for what you have. Mm. Make them understand, which isn't too hard, that you really have something. And they're going to really want it, and that's going to open them up.
So, in addition to your speaking, you have another book planned, or what else?
I do actually want to put together a book called How to Share the Gospel with a Jew. A kind of a how-to-oriented, everyone asks me these questions you're asking me, and it'll be a way to, to address that, and also to deal with what's going on on the side of the Jew. In other words, how he's hearing these things. You know, how he's processing this, you know, to make that more understandable. I would love, could I read a couple of one-sentence quotes?
Real quick, we have about a minute and a half left, but sure, go ahead.
Okay, because I'm not alone in this, so let me just, real quick, okay? From David Moss, God has given our life its ultimate meaning, the fulfillment of life now and eternally in Jesus and his church with the entire communion of saints. From Herman Cohen, it is not possible for someone who does not love Jesus Christ to be happy. From Rabbi Zolli, the chief rabbi of Rome, Christianity is the integration, completion, or crown of the synagogue. I'm not alone in this. Every Jew who has entered the Catholic Church feels to the bottom of the soles of their feet the total completion of Judaism in the Catholic Church.
If someone wants to bring you in to speak, which I highly recommend, really enjoyed your talk last night, how do they do that? Email you or go through?
I have a website. A lot of my talks up, a lot of information, more than you'd ever want to know about me and my shtick. It's salvationistfromthejews.com, all one word, and you can email me via that, and nothing makes me
all
happier.
Right. Salvationistfromthejews.com, Roy Shoman. Great to meet you in person. Great book. I highly recommend it, and just really interesting talking with you. Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews Find the Sweetness of Christ, compiled by our guest, Roy Shoman. Coming up tomorrow, Janet Miranda from the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, and we'll also talk about the Crossroads Pro-Life Walk across the country, and check in with Barbara Nicolosi to find out what's going on with the movies. You have a great day, and Lord willing, I'll talk to you tomorrow back home in Detroit. See you then.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Hi, this is Mike Carr, owner of Office Express. Father Xavier from Middle-East Christi pointed out to me how early Christians supported each other. I feel the people who live and work in the Detroit area should do the same. All companies use office supplies, printing, and office furniture. If you can get the same or better pricing on your office needs, why wouldn't you support a company that supports local Catholic causes, such as this radio station? We save businesses money, even when competing with the largest companies in our industry. Let's face it, WDEO doesn't stay on the air by magic. We all enjoy Catholic radio, and they need to pay their bills. Office Express needs your support to stay in business. We will save you money on all your office product needs. Now that's a win-win. Call the company WDEO calls. Office Express at 877-795-2600. That's 877-795-2600. Or go to www.officeexpressnow.com.
Pardon the pun, but the savings will floor you at Independent Carpet One in Westland. They're having a crazy days of summer blowout sale with crazy savings on all in-stock inventory.
Plus no payments and no interest for one full year.
The sale will be on for one day only.
August 18th from 10 to 5.
The discounts will increase as the day goes on, but the selection will decrease. With everything first come, first serve, and no hold tags or special reserves. Shop between 10 and noon.